but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Portland State held a scrimmage today. Portland State football. I talked to somebody who saw the early part of the scrimmage, said the offense looked great. And then later, apparently the defense took over. Offense drove for touchdowns in three of the first four series, all big, long drives. And then the defense got stops on six of the next seven series. So it was a little back and forth. How does Bruce Barnum feel about it? Here's the Portland State football coach. How was that?
Hey, John, thanks for having us. Go Bikes. Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know, you saw as a head coach, you know, I'm on the offensive side more than defense. Yeah. It's kind of, you kind of cheer for everything, but I saw a little, there's something to cheer for on both sides of the football. And, that was good to see. It's fun. We're trying to find a quarterback. So that makes it real entertaining, you know.
Crew Newman, local kid, redshirt freshman, 8 of 9 passing for 62 yards. He's a gamer. You also have a transfer quarterback, John Kiwe Sagapulitelli, who was 3 of 5 for 28 yards. What'd you see from Crew Newman and Sagapulitelli?
Crew wears a headband. It's usually blue. He switches color. He's got blonde ass hair, like bright blonde, like the sunshine, you know, on an autumn morn. And you said it. He's a gamer. He doesn't know everything right now. He's getting there. I go a little more empty. I mean, he's electric. Crew's going to play this year. How's that? And yeah. If he doesn't win the starting quarterback job, he will be on the field for the Vikes. He's already returning punts. He's doing a hell of a job. John, Sagapulitelli.
Yep.
He looks like, you look at him, you know, Crew's kind of a little short, twitchy, faster than you ever thought guy. John looks like a quarterback, you know. Mm-hmm. Tall, you know, he's been throwing the ball all his life in June Jones, or the run and shoot type offense, and he can chuck it. I need him to keep learning. You know, these guys, and he joined us in the spring, and he's not quite there knowledge-wise, but what he does know, he's nails.
People may remember his brother committed to Oregon and then left and went to Cal. I think his dad also, his dad played at Hawaii. His dad was kind of a big-time quarterback, too, as I recall.
Sonny, yeah, I'm not sure.
His dad. Yeah, there you go. When you meet him, you can throw that out there. Bruce Barnum with us. All right, hey, before we get more into football, are you going to the Hall of Fame induction in Canton, Ohio?
Oh, man. I've told you about that. What's it, Lunder?
I got sources.
I got a freaking Canton connection, and I'm coaching my team. I got two things. One of my kid I coached, or a guy I coached, is going in, Jared Allen.
And
actually, I took him off redshirt. I was a D coordinator that year. Mm. Almost got fired because I took him off redshirt because I had to bench a booster son. Bad look. But then next game, Montana State, I think he had like 7.5 sacks. And they go, oh, Martin's a genius.
Do you feel validated now that he's going into the Hall of Fame?
You know, that's pretty cool stuff. You know, somebody told me the other day, you know, you have to go. You know, this is once in a lifetime. I said, what the hell are you saying? You saying I'm not going to have another Hall of Famer? Come on.
You never know.
But it would have been cool because he and Jared called and invited me to all the, you know, the parties, after parties. But no, I'm sitting here. It's the first time in my life, John, I'm pissed about two things right now. I'm not in Canton. Because I needed an airplane. I needed a zip, zip, you know, because I have practice.
Why don't you ask Dan Lanning if you could borrow Oregon's plane?
Why, you know, Dan, no. I'm not going to ask people for that stuff.
You.
Give me a first snowman, only snowman, knock on wood in my life. But That, and I don't have a, I move, so I don't have a, my boat has always been undercover. I always, you know, winterize it on bye week. I don't know how I'm going to cover it. My new house doesn't have a cover. That's my two complaints right now.
You got
I wish
big
I was
things.
There.
Big things on your plate right now. The other connection, Eric Allen. Eric Allen's kid, is he on your team right now, Eric Allen's son, Jordan?
He plays for me. He's a linebacker for us. Jordan is here, and so I sent him back, too. I said, you are not missing this. He's like, Coach, I can't go. I said, the hell you can't. So he's back there. I sent my D-line coach, who, when I was a D-coordinator, Mark Ray, actually coached Jared.
Okay.
You know, one-on-one, I was a D-coordinator, but I made him go also. They can't miss this. So anyway, yeah, that's pretty cool though. Can connect. I'm going to listen to it tomorrow. Jared said he has an 11-minute speech. That'll probably go for an hour and 11 minutes the way he rambles. But
why not? If you make the Hall of Fame, you should wear that gold jacket all over town. You know, like
damn right.
Do what you
speak
want.
All you want.
Did you have a sense when he was at Idaho State that he was a Hall of Famer, or you just thought really good football player? Going to play in the NFL, maybe?
No, I mean, you never have that sense, reaching that level. I knew he had a knack to sack a quarterback. He's long. You know, his dad was a long snapper. Jared was a .67 to .69 consistent long snapper. So we thought he'd play forever doing that, but he accelerated at defensive end. He got to the quarterback, and I designed, obviously, you know, we went odd front, and I put him outside, and he rushed the tailback every time he was in protection, and we won games. No, you never know that. The three scouts sat him down one day. I'll never forget this. I don't know how much time you got. What am I, 15 minutes or 10
minutes? I got time.
Minutes?
I got time. Just don't worry about it.
All right. Three scouts, Bob Beers was the one that spoke. He said, Barney, call Jared in here. They call him in and said, Jared, hey, man. They said, hey, you want to play in the NFL? Well, yeah. They said, all right, look at this clip. And they showed a clip of him, backside defensive end, because most people ran away from him when they ran the ball. And he kind of loafed. The ball was away, and he kind of jogged, you know, and watched the play. They said, you keep doing this, you'll never play in the NFL. The next week, we played Boise State, and I remember watching the film, and he chased, Boise State broke a run away, and he chased the guy, you know, from, like, behind the line of scrimmage, kept going, saved a touchdown, caught the guy on, like, the 22-yard line. Anyway, ended up getting drafted in the fourth round, and had a great career, so I'm very happy for him. I'm proud of him, and you know, pretty cool beans.
Bruce Barnum is with us, Portland State football coach. November 15th, you're going to play Montana at Providence Park. It's a 2:00 game. The Ducks are playing on a Friday night, so they're not, you know, people on Saturday don't have the Duck game. The Beavers are out of town. They're at Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're back home. That's your home stadium. Tickets are very reasonably priced. People can check it out. How important is it for you to draw fans to that stadium on that day?
I've never wanted people to come to watch my football team more than that day. You know, President Cudd and Matt Billings, AD, got us in there. You know, I'd like that to become our home again, along with every PIL football team. And it's a start. And somehow I got to get people to show up for that game. I don't know. I remember on Friday and speak at halftime and ask all the Duck fans, hey, come on. I'd love to have that people in that stadium. So, you know, we got a team working on it here. I walked in there and listened and gave, you know, my 2 cents worth, and that would be cool. But November 15th, Montana, Providence Park. For the old timers, Civic Stadium, if you don't have a GPS, go to the same spot, we'll be there.
I love it. For people who want tickets, govikes.com. There's a special Montana link that you can find right there on the website. To me, it's hey, do you want to see college football? You want to see it's a good opponent. It's day game. It's the tickets are reasonably priced. I mean, it's just, it makes too much sense to me. It's just one of those times where I go, this is going to work, because if people don't show up for this one, they're never coming. And I think for people who want to support Portland State and you want to go take your kids to go see a college football game, I think it is it's a wonderful opportunity to go see a college football game. But, you know, how's your team going to be? Because Montana, you know, Montana's going to be good. How is your team going to be?
They are. You know, the front of our schedule, we have Tarleton State, who made it to the third round playoffs last year. This is preseason. Then we go BYU. They're a pretty good football team. We go there. We go to North Dakota. We're there, a good football team ranked. Then we go to Hawakaki, the Aloha State. And then we come back, I think. That's when we start conference. So it's a tilted schedule. It's a battle, but been there before, you know. I'm going to put together a group right now. They're playing well. The locker room's perfect, and see what we can do. You know, I like them. I bolstered the defensive line. We got one more offensive lineman. I'm waiting for a grade. I think he's going to join us, and ready to go. Keep them healthy. See what we can do.
The offense that you run, you guys take some chances. You have some fun. What can people expect to see on the field as far as the play callings goes?
Well, I'm back, John. I'm calling it again. I love this job. All over 2,000 times, I'm calling it. I gave a few series to the assistants today just to talk through it. But we'll think outside the box. It will match our players. You know, if Crew's the guy that you mentioned or John's the guy, he'll match who they are and what they're good at. So we'll figure that out. I got some dynamic guys. I got a guy in defense, Isaiah Green, who's preseason, you know, accolades. I got Tanner Beeman, a tight end on the offensive side, preseason accolades, and I got a running back who's got the magic. You know, DeLon Thompson is—he's legit. He's fun to watch. So, and there's others, but those are my highlight guys. I got two receivers from San Jose State. They're out there like Kota and Poto from that movie. You know, but they fit well. Their route runners are doing well.
Bruce Barnum with us. All right, so you have talked in the past about, you know, trying to stay healthy in the early part of your season. How do you view the schedule as it pertains to that mission, staying healthy and staying in the best condition you can be in?
Well, we have two bye weeks. I've never had that before in my life. Since we play 0 week on a 12-game season, we have two bye weeks. I'm already looking at those, you know, seeing how we can plan around those, make sure we're out there. We're looking at it right now. I know who has to touch the football and who has to be able to be on the field to tackle people. We're not being soft on them, but I'm making sure, because, you know, financially I can't keep everybody up in the summer, John, so they go home. Some of them come back, looking a little pudgy. So we're slowly trying to get them back in shape instead of in the past we've made mistakes where you throw them out there, ready to go, you know, and all of a sudden a hamstring is hampering a guy or whatever. I'm trying to avoid that. And during the season, I mean, those guys have to go on Saturdays. So cross your fingers, call a play, and ready to go.
You know, this off season, this beginning part of the season, people start to get excited about college football. But where is the mind of a coach right now? You've talked about needing your QBs, trying to find a QB. Is it you don't have enough time because – hey, you would always love to have another day, another week, or how does that sort of go?
Well, summer's key, you know. Spring is key because everybody has the same amount of time once you get back. Officially, everybody starts like 30 days from your first game. So that's the same. Only difference for us this year, we're in game mode. You know, I've got friends texting, et cetera, that don't start, you know, for a week or another week. And they're like, geez, Marm, you're knee deep, you know. But It's a little different, you know, for coaches, myself in particular. Usually the county fair kind of ends summer and starts football. But shoot, we got, you know, like the county fair up north is just starting today. I mean, they're just coming into play. So I had to click off vacation a little earlier.
Well, you're ready. Do you watch film of the scrimmage today? Do you have guys come and watch film, getting accustomed to making adjustments on film, or is there such a thing as like, hey, just play, let us coach, and we'll tell you about the improvements?
Oh no, I gave them off today. You asked how I'm, you know, keeping them fast and keeping them healthy. I canceled meetings tonight after they lifted after practice. I said go home. Tomorrow they'll come back and watch the film. Staffs watch it. I'm going to run through it, the other side of the ball, once you give me the boot, and, you know, watch both sides. We'll come back tomorrow playing. We do not have practice tomorrow, and they have Sundays off. I give them Sundays off during camp. So hopefully that gets them back, because next week is a grind, is like the longest week of camp, you know. We go
Why is that? Why is that? Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
Well, this one we changed up a little bit. I don't want to jump back. Right in, back to your first question. I don't want to grind them. The first day you have all that stuff.
Acclimate them. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
There it is. For 3 days in shorts, you know, so I'm trying to slowly amp them up, because over there you got those guys, you know, riding those bikes that don't go anywhere, you know, just to get rid of their summer, you know. Summer sick, so they got hanging off their belly buttons, but... So next week, it's been about 10 days or so now. Next week, we'll start cranking them up. We go shells, then live, shells, then full pads. Shells is like just your helmet and shoulder pads. And then next Saturday, we'll have a scrimmage as well, scrimmage two. That's our last big scrimmage before we start game week, you know. So that's one we'll have, like, real referees and all that.
Remember when camp would start and it was about getting guys in shape, and maybe, but do you find that the players are in better shape year round now than maybe they used to be back in the day?
You have to be, John, because when you come to camp, it's hard to get them in shape in a month. You know, if you're not in shape coming in, you're behind the eight ball. You know, I'm sure. I'm guessing other universities, I know they do, what am I saying, guessing? Trying not to bad talk my funding, but other places, they're here all year, you know? They're here all summer, working out, weight room, nutrition, that never stops. So if you're waiting to get ready to go, you know, when you report to camp, you're not going to be ready till game four, you know?
Bruce Barnum, you're the best. Congrats on getting congrats on getting a player into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
November 15th, for listeners of this segment, if you like Bruce Barnum and the Vikings and you're interested in seeing a college football game on that Saturday afternoon with your friends and family, bring him out to Providence Park. It is a true home game for Bruce Barnum's team. Thank you.
Hey, John, let's go farther than that. You said if you like him, even if you hate him. If you hate Bruce Barnum, come out there, buy a ticket, and boo his ass, you know, if they don't convert on third down. Let's get them all out there.
But there's nobody listening to this at this point of your interview. We're 17 minutes
in. That's true.
If they hated you, they'd be gone already. These are the people.
Having the Vikes.
All right.
Love you.
These are the people that love Bruce Barnum. Steven. Did you get a cramp in your finger from hitting the dump button?
I did. My finger hurts really badly. I think it was 5 or 6, according to my math.
I just love it. Bruce Barnum is terrific. What's on tap this weekend is coming up.